Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I know there's been a lot of talk about the Buffalo Bills, but maybe everybody ought to slow down a little bit because after all their problems, they are now 9-3 after beating up the Patriots yesterday. And 24-10 was the final, but they pounded them in time of possession, long drives, yards. Patriots were 3 of 12 on third down with that short passing game. Mac Jones is ripping Matt Patricia. And what the hell are we doing? And all the other things. But all of a sudden, the Bills got three straight wins. We'll see them in a couple of weeks. And they look pretty good. Josh Allen taking care of the football. By the way, made a throw last night. Guy tried to tackle him right before he went out of bounds. He kind of bounced off the guy. And as he's rolling within inches of being out of bounds, throws a ball back inside. All the things you tell guys not to do, throws it back inside in the end zone for a touchdown pass. That was the one that used to get intercepted here a couple weeks ago. But didn't happen this time. So the
narrative has changed in 24 hours nationally. Oh, the Bills and Josh Allen. And
well, the stuff was really about him being an MVP.
Yeah.
He's not close to Mahomes in the MVP.
No, I don't think anyone really is. I mean, I know that you put Tua and Jalen Hurts in that conversation, too, because both teams are playing well. But Patrick Mahomes is having one hell of a season.
Yeah, his numbers. And
ridiculous.
I was going to say, and I say this, and everybody goes, well, his numbers don't look that bad, because I do. Like, if Mahomes could ever tell the truth and you don't want to take shots at the guys you have, you miss the cheetah. Come on, man. We love having the cheetah, but you miss him a little bit.
I think he'd probably admit that.
I'm sure he would.
But
it's not a revelation, though, right? I mean, look, who's his best receiver now?
His tight end.
He's got a bunch of twos.
Well, outside of the tight end.
But wide receiver.
Juju or, Marquez Valdes-Scantling out of the University of South Florida.
They traded for Tony, remember? And he hasn't played really
well. But you know what? I'll tell you one thing. This is what, and this is a compliment to Patrick Mahomes. This is what great quarterbacks do. Like, we're going to be fine. I know I don't have two horses Miami has, but we're going to run an offense and give the play call and everything else, and he keeps plays alive. Nobody plays sandlot football like Patrick Mahomes. He plays it better than anybody. And I'll find somebody open. You guys know, just keep going. If the route's done, just freelance. We'll find you. Come to my side, but if you don't, you go the other way. I got plenty of arm. I'm weatherproof for December and January, not a problem. He makes everybody around him look good. And it's different guys. He's not just depending on one guy. They kind of spread it out outside of his tight end, and they're getting a lot out of it. But listen, Mahomes done a great whatever. I don't care where you live. Patrick Mahomes is having a great season. For sure.
He is really fun to watch.
Yeah, nobody's going to argue about Mahomes and what he's doing. I know a lot of other guys are now, everybody's looking at Tua Tagovailoa with them, but the big horse is still rolling pretty good. Sidearm, overarm, taking off running. And I don't even think he's one of the top 5 or 10 running quarterbacks. We got some really good. By the way, this is some of the best running quarterback play when healthy that we've had. I can't remember last time I looked at in the rushing stats and seen so many quarterbacks. It used to be Lamar, and then it turned into Jalen Hurts, and it's been quietly, by the way, the guy we're talking about that played last night. Josh Allen's 500-600 yards and going to be 500 or 600 yards again. You've got a lot of guys. Now some of them are getting banged up.
Right.
Justin Fields is another one.
He's number one in that list right
Justin
now.
Fields right. is on his way to having, looks like, 1,400 yards rushing, except there's one little problem. You do get hit. And when you get hit enough by the best tacklers in the world, you're going to get injured.
Justin Fields, 834 yards rushing, 8 fumbles.
Yeah.
8 fumbles.
Yeah. Not a good stat. But this is a great batch, and there's nothing more frustrating. And we'll talk to Andrew Van Ginkle. I think he'd agree. then you do everything right. You cover, you get a good pass rush, good four-man, five-man pass rush, and something opens up or somebody misses them, and the guy takes off and runs 20 yards on third down and 9, 10, 8, and you're going, oh, we did everything right. And then you're covering the guy, so you have to cover him. You can't look back to see if he's running. So the guy runs 20 yards down, slides. It's just – it's the to watch the game, it's the most frustrating thing when a guy takes off. And by the way, Justin Fields did that to us. It was the most frustrating. And they won. The Dolphins won, but it was the most frustrating day. Because then he takes off and runs, and I go, oh, not again. Then I go, oh, no. He's going 60. There's nobody around him. Got a couple blocks. And so, yeah, those plays are just – when you get one of those guys, I'm not saying you have to have them. You don't. But, man, that extra dimension that those guys have is unbelievable.
Well, the Dolphins can't be doing that because, you know, we don't want to risk Tua's life. But, you know, what's funny about Mahomes when he takes off, and a lot of these guys, they know so well where they are on the field. You ever see Mahomes when he gets close to the sideline and he sticks the ball out
to get that first down?
And he gets the first. I mean, it must be so infuriating for a defense. And then the worst part is you don't even get to hit him because he, like, tiptoes the sideline. He sticks the ball out. He gets the first down. Then he ends up getting out of bounds. Like, you don't even get to take a shot at the guy.
Yeah. No, it's
that's got to grind your gears pretty good.
I think all those guys got a pretty good idea where that first down marker is, including that guy last night again. That guy.
Well, he just jumps over the line. Right. He doesn't stick the ball. He just jumps for it.
Yeah, the big fella likes to jump over guys, dip his shoulder, especially if he can knock a defensive back over.
Oh, of course.
If he can dip his shoulder because you like decide at the last second you're not going to tackle him or something, then he's just going to. He's going to get real aggressive with you, and it's probably going to get a little bit ugly. Anyway, we've got all kinds of stuff to get to, including Andrew Van Ginkel will join us to talk about the Miami Dolphins as they get set for a three-game road trip. That when we looked at this schedule, I think a lot of people said, oh, boy, this will tell us a lot about the season. I hope we have a lot of wins before we get to this West Coast. We have a lot of wins. Now let's see how we play against – I believe everybody they have but the Green Bay Packers has a winning record the rest of the season. Now, New England fell back to even 500 last night, but they got some tough games coming up. So we'll see and talk to Andrew about all that stuff coming up here in about 7 or 8 minutes from now and get into all that stuff. College football playoffs. Boy, it didn't take long for the big guys that run the education of universities to say, we need to get this thing. We're about education and money. Let's get this done. 12 teams will start up in the new playoff system in the 2024 season. Here's how it's going to look. 6 conference champs and then the next 6 highest rated teams. And you know we're still going to have controversy, right? There's still going to be some, my team got screwed. We should have been in there ahead of them.
Well, whoever's number 13 now is going to feel like they're screwed, right?
That's right.
That's it.
The higher seeds will host the first round of the playoffs. Top 4 seeds get a first round bye. I like that. And then the home games for the next 4 up, I think is fantastic. And then for the Orange Bowl folks, for our good friends at the Orange Bowl, who we have a great partnership. We love those guys. Been great. They brought in a bunch of Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. And I want to my grandkids want to thank them. My kids want to thank them. Because we had a Dunkin' Donut party yesterday.
How was it by the end of the night?
And
did you
the orange
one of those at the end of the night?
No, but I got to tell you, the little 2-year-old, my little fella sat next to me at dinner, went after it. He didn't want anything else. He goes, do not throw that donut away. I don't care how many hours we've had it. I want to have it.
You got to be the favorite in that house right now.
Thank the Orange Bowl for that. But listen, good news for them, man. They get a semifinal game the first year. Follow up with a quarterfinal game, and then 2026, they will get that national championship game. So, really good shape. They should be excited. When they heard about that yesterday, they should have been jumping up and down doing the pee-pee dance. You know, when little kids got to go in there jumping around like, what's going on? Oh, I got to go real bad. All right, we got to go to break here right now and tell you all about Beverly's Jewelers. For 30 years, man, it happens like at the end of November, December, I go, oh, I got to get to Beverly's Jewelers. And then yesterday she hit me with, have you gone to Beverly's yet? I go, no. As soon as I get home from this road trip, I'm going right down to Beverly's. I'm going to see the family down there, Jeff and the family. I'm going to get you. She told me what she wanted. Okay, we're going to do it. Listen, it is time. And if you don't have a jewelry place to go, remember the name Beverly's Jewelers, family owned, still going strong. Jeff is one of the most, I've been with him for 30 years now, one of the most honest human beings. Their family is so together. I should just start with that. He doesn't have any drama. What's it like not to have any drama in your family? Leader in certified earth mine and lab-grown diamonds, huge selection, unbeatable prices. You get the low price guarantee. You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets. If you're not familiar with earth mine or lab-grown diamonds, they'll explain everything to you. You decide. You won't be able to tell, but you decide what you want to get. Hey, and why are you buying online? You buy online and then you get the diamond or you get a beautiful piece of jewelry and you go, oh, it's not so beautiful. Looked a lot better in that picture. Why wouldn't you just go to West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, 3600 down there, go into their nice big store and see all the wonderful things there that you can actually buy right there and get great prices on. No interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's really does make it easy. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. If you're thinking about getting engaged, there should be no other place you go to but Beverly's Jewelers. 954-485-6262 or bevjewelers.com for Beverly's Jewelers.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to linebacker for the Miami Dolphins. Andrew Van Ginkel is going to join us here for a couple minutes before the big game on Sunday against San Francisco. Andrew, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys for having me on.
Andrew, I want to ask you, man, everybody's pretty fired up about this game and the West Coast to kind of see what's going to happen during this three-game road trip. What are your thoughts on the confidence of this team after winning five games and now heading to San Francisco where our head coach is now going to play against his former team?
Right, I think there's a lot of confidence within the room. And, you know, the biggest thing is we all have belief and trust in each other. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for us to go on this three-game road trip and hopefully make the best out of it.
Well, let's talk about your situation a little bit. Interception, almost scored against the Texans. Against Chicago, a 25-yard touchdown off a blocked punt. How much fun? Those plays don't happen very often. What have those two plays been like for you, and where do they rank?
Man, it don't get much better than that. but they're definitely up there and definitely – probably top five plays in my career. Anytime you get an opportunity like that, you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, I was just talking to other people about this too. Like, what are the odds that this happens? You know, just being in the right place at the right time and making the most of it.
Andrew, I know that Coach Boyer obviously runs that defense for you. Any tips, any inside information maybe come from Coach McDaniel this week, knowing that offense pretty well over there in San Francisco?
Yeah, honestly, it's pretty similar to what we saw during training camp. It's something that we practice against, and there's definitely a lot of similarities. Obviously, he came from over there, so he has a little bit more knowledge of kind of what they'll attack and what we should expect.
Andrew, I was just curious. The defense is about in the middle of the pack right now in the National Football League. Did you think the defense overall, the big stats, would be better than they are, or you guys even pay attention to that stuff from last year?
I guess the biggest thing is, you know, creating turnovers. And, you know, in the previous years, we've been able to get the ball out. And you saw that again on Sunday against the Texans. So that's something that we got to strive for, being able to turn the ball over and get the ball to our offense quicker. So something that we got to improve on, and definitely just keep up to the standard of that.
All right, so you're having a great camp and being out there every day and watching you, and then all of a sudden you get an appendix surgery. Then it wasn't the fact you had the surgery. Things happen. But I was surprised how quickly you came back, man. Did you think about taking some more time off to completely get healed? Talk about going through that before the start of the season.
Yeah, no, that wasn't even my thought process. My process was trying to get back as quickly as possible to do anything I can to help this team. And, you know, just sitting there in the hospital, not being able to do anything, you know, struggling to eat. So I ended up losing, you know, about 10 pounds or so. So being able to get that weight back on and get back and knock the rust back off was obviously a difficult task, but something I really pushed for and strive to get back on the field as quick as possible.
Andrew, how much can you learn? Your linebacker room, and especially that position you play outside linebacker, there's a lot of – there's veterans there, there's young guys there. How much can you learn from just each other? Everyone's got a little bit of a different style, but it just seems like you guys are always on the same page. But how much can you learn from a guy like Melvin Ingram, a veteran coming into camp also?
Oh, man. Unlimited. You know, this guy, he's been through it all. He's seen it all. Just seeing some of the plays that he makes, his instincts is remarkable. And just being able to watch a guy, just see, he knows what play's coming before it even happens. So I'm just watching him do that and being able to pick his brain about what he saw, whether it be a tip of an O lineman or a formation they're in. It's outstanding.
Hey, Andrew, I want to ask you about something kind of crazy that's big in the media and with fans now. I was curious if it's big for you guys. Pro Football Focus and grades that players get every week, do you guys pay attention to it?
I personally don't. You know, I try to stay away from that. You know, nothing good's really going to come out of that. I like to keep my head down and stay focused on what coach, you know, is coaching us. You know, he knows the plays, knows what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it. So I'm more so listen to the coaches than a PFF grade.
Do some guys, just to follow up, because I see our guys about 2 days after you guys play, and some of our writers put your grades out, like, here's the top five on defense and the bottom five on defense. Do you think guys pay attention? Certain guys got to pay attention to it, right, to see whether it's accurate or not. They're looking to see what people are saying?
Yeah, I mean, there might be a few guys, you know, like, I want to get nosy and check it out, but that's a good question. I would have to ask guys.
No, well, you don't have to. No. I'm gonna go down on the plane today and ask you, hey, Pro Football Focus, who's in, who's out on that stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
little crazy.
Andrew, what's Mike McDaniel like? Like, we get to see these videos. Now, the last couple of weeks, they've come out with these videos each week where it's kind of the NFL Films mic'd up version of Mike McDaniel. But what's he like in a locker room? We've had some interactions with him. We've had him on the show a couple times. I know Joe's seen him at the games. But what's McDaniel like as a head coach, considering what you've probably dealt with from Pee Wee football all the way up to Mike McDaniel?
He's very passionate and energetic about what he does. He definitely has a love for this game, and he does everything in his power to make it fun and make us enjoy it. And obviously, when you're winning, that goes a long ways.
Hey, I want to ask you, you guys have had some key injuries, as you know, on the defensive side of the ball so far. I was just curious. So you have some key guys go down, but you get guys like Cater Kahu step up, or Eric Rowe now playing a lot more step up. Talk about the importance, not just of the frontline guys, but when somebody goes down, to have somebody else kind of step up and start making plays.
Yeah, no, it's always tough when you see a teammate that goes down, and especially someone that goes down for the end of the season. And, you know, that always brings up an opportunity for another player. And, you know, it's their time to make the most of it. And you really saw Cater. He really stepped into who he is and his role for this team. And I'm super proud of how he's handled it and, you know, how he handles his business. He's always in there early, stays late, getting extra treatment. And he's a guy that you can count on and trust. So the more guys you have like that, the better off your team's going to be.
Hey, a little Big Ten here real quickly. I'm bouncing around here, a little Big Ten football. That Michigan-Ohio State game, does a guy from Wisconsin really care who wins that game? And if so, who did you want to win, since they're both undefeated? Be honest with me and don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings.
Oh, man. No. That's a tough one. Obviously, you wish both could lose, but that can't happen. So,
that'd be a first.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm not going to pick one.
Oh, you can just say I dislike Ohio State, and I'm glad Michigan's finally starting to, you know. No,
he wants them both to lose. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. It's a great answer, right, at that point. Andrew, you play against this offense, and you obviously practice against them since camp. Are you still amazed by how much speed you guys have out there? Because that's all they talk about when we talk about the national kind of coverage of this team, how much speed's on offense. And you got to see it from day one on, from it starting. Are you still amazed by how much speed is there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it jumps off the screen. Anytime our receivers or running backs have the ball, they're going to, you know, they could take it to the house. And that's something that McDaniels preaches is yards after catch and being able to get vertical to make the most yards on each play. And you definitely see it. Every play, there's somebody that catches like a 5-10-yard pass and makes it into about 30-40-yard gain. So it's something that teams have to prepare for, and it's something that definitely benefits us.
During camp, when you guys are together more, offense and defense, I've been watching football a long time. We had a guy named Mark Duber who could really fly, could really run. I don't know if I've seen anybody run like Tyreek Hill, underneath, over the top, and then throwing all the flips. I mean, that's must-see TV. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, it's probably been a long time. And what he does with the football is special. And I don't think there's anybody in the league that does what he does.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a freak show every week, man. It is unbelievable. Hey, let's talk about, before we let you go, something really cool. You and your wife, Samantha, do a lot of great charity work. And because you're not out there on social media enough, we got to start working on it a little bit. And talk about some of the great things you've been doing, man. With some of the stuff is fantastic.
Right. No, we partnered with Alex's Lemonade Stand. You know, I love their cause. I had a little sister that passed away before I was born of cancer. So just anything I can give back to little kids with cancer and, you know, just obviously what they're going through on a daily basis, you know, getting treatment and, you know, not knowing if they're going to have money to provide for it and just travel and all these expenses. They really start to pile up. So I took that and personally, and I want to help them out in any way that I can. And obviously, that's my cause, my cleat for this week. And it means a lot to me. So, you know, I just want to help them out in any way possible.
Yeah, I think it's great the NFL let you do it this week because I wanted to see exactly what you had in store for Sunday. And that's really cool what the NFL does and how the players really react this weekend to my cause, my cleats. And it'll be fun to see what you have in store for Sunday.
For sure. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, Andrew, thank you, man. We'll see you on the plane in a couple of hours, man. Take care, and thanks for coming on this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's linebacker for the Miami Dolphins, Andrew Van Ginkle, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Hey, parents, keep your child active this winter by training with the pros. The Miami Dolphins hosting a winter session of the Junior Dolphins Football Clinic presented by Fair and Dance Clinic presented by Dairy Council at Hard Rock Stadium on December 4th, taught by Junior Dolphins coaches and dance classes led by the Dolphins cheerleaders. Camps are available for boys and girls ages 7 to 14. Space is limited. Visit juniordolphinsfootball.com/camps. That's juniordolphinsfootball.com/camps to secure your spot today.
All right, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I really like talking about South Florida Chevy dealers on a Friday. I just do because I know you got more time now on not only tonight or today, but over the weekend to start looking for something new. Your lease is up. You want to get something different, new or used. I want you to stop by and see what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. They're calling these by far the best overall products we've ever had. Yep, all the improvements through the years that I've been talking about South Florida Chevy dealers to where they are right now, man, starting with the big SUVs like the Tahoes and Suburbans, got a brand new sporty look and have added more space to the big guys. Yep, we want to make that holiday season a little more special when you travel for that little vacation. How about the midsize SUV like that Traverse? Plenty of space, doesn't feel midsize. And it's not a box. Got a nice look to it. The smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox are just fantastic. Style and substance for everyone. And Silverado trucks probably should be the leadoff hitter every day because they are our big dogs. And when it comes to strong, durable Silverado trucks, we have so many different style trucks. We have one that fits your lifestyle perfectly. Full-time working truck, new or used. or a truck to still get the kids around, we got you covered, man. And last time I checked, Corvettes and Camaros are still, this Corvette they just made is ridiculous. There's never been an ugly Corvette, but this one just took it to a whole new level. This is a girl that I could never date. She looks so good. Hey, I'm letting you know right now, when it comes to great locations, we're everywhere. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
All right, Joe, we're heading back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. It's time to talk to Larry Bluestein for High School Football Report. Blue, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Doing good, Zach. Thanks so much. We're narrowing things down. State semifinals, 7 teams in Dade and Broward remain, and hopefully we could get 6 of them through, because 2 teams play each other. So, we're looking forward to it. The first round of the states will be next week. The smaller schools will be in Tallahassee, and then the week after we'll be right here at Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, so let's jump into it, because it's all the big names that are left. But there's a little bit of a surprise. You surprised that Homestead is going to Orlando to play Jones High School?
No, I'm not. I think that what has happened, their 2 losses this year came while their quarterback, a really good kid, junior kid, was out, and they've had a few injuries. But in between that, remember, they beat Northwestern by 3 touchdowns. They've played, a schedule that was really competitive, Columbus, Palmetto, schools like that. So they're road tested. Orlando Jones is a team that really kind of scares you in the way that over the last month and a half, they've really turned up the volume. But you know what, Coach Phil Simpson and Homestead, they won't back down. They believe that they belong in this, and they're the only team, the local team, that's really on the road. So I think they have a really, really good chance. The only thing, you look at last week's Orlando Jones throttled Edgewater, and Edgewater was one of the best teams in the state. But I think Homestead's ready for this. They came this way last year. They lost to St. Thomas in this round. So yeah, I mean, they're going to be ready.
All right, so let's just go down. All the big guys are playing, and you could tell me if anybody is real concerned about this. Central, St. Pete, Lakewood at 9-4 at Trask Powell. Any problem for Central against St. Pete?
No, but don't let the 9-4 record fool you, because Lakewood's got some dudes. Their quarterback, Anthony Calandra, is going to Virginia. They got, they got kids who will punch back, but – see, while they're looking for a state title, Miami Central sits at number 1 in the nation, and that's what their objective is to win the national title. They're at home. I'm sure Lakewood will score some points, but nowhere near what Central is going to put up. So, to answer your question, I think Central rolls in this one.
All right, and speaking of a team, because if Central's number 1, like you said, and congratulations to those guys, Chaminade's got to be going, hey, we ain't bad either. With some more people, they're going to play True North. What do you expect in this one, Blue?
Well, yeah, they're number 2 in the nation. If you look at the high school football poll, number 4 overall. If you look at Max Krebs, who's falling out of favor with a lot of people because, they're just not as objective as they should be. First of all, let's give a lot of credit to Coach Greg LaFaire, former University of Miami offensive lineman, what they've done. This True North Classical Academy is 4 years old, and they're in the state semifinals. Good, that's the good news, obviously. Bad news is they're going up against one of the best teams in the country, a machine, just a total machine that's going to be preseason number 1 nationally next year, no doubt. They're as good as anybody in the nation right now. They could score on you. Their defense has been crazy good. I think that, again, Chaminade rolls, but let's give some props to True North has done just in their 4th year, Joe. That's not too bad at all.
Well, let's stay in what has been a great year with some of the top-ranked teams in the country. I think you and I said this before. We haven't seen anything like this in a long, long time, if ever. So many teams ranked so high in the country right here in our backyard. So let's go to Old St. Thomas and Tampa Jesuit. Tampa Jesuit's had some really good teams through the years, but they're going against the St. Thomas team that hadn't lost.
Defending state champions, Tampa Jesuit. Had a tough start. We saw part of that. They played Christopher Columbus down here. Obviously, they've been playing a whole lot better. But St. Thomas Aquinas very, very, very rarely has a revenge game. And this is a revenge game. If you remember last year, on a short week, they had to reschedule the game because Plantation had players had COVID. So the team that they chose was Tampa Jesuit. They ran over all the way to Tampa, played them, lost, only loss on the schedule for St. Thomas last year. So I think the Raiders feel that what happened last year with the loss to Jesuit prevented them from winning a national title, because you know as well as I do, they rolled through the rest of the schedule.
Yes, yeah.
I think that Jesuit's going to be in for a long night. I really do. St. Thomas is really feeling it now, and they're looking forward to it. And remember, they play the winner of this game plays the winner of the Jones and Homestead game. Wouldn't that be neat to have them and Central and the Heritage home, at where we could see them, all four teams, man, playing each other?
Be great.
Yeah, you get some crowd. But, St. Thomas will roll in this one.
All right, American Heritage Plantation against a team that through the years, the Jacksonville Bulls have been really good. What happens in this one?
Yeah, you're right. Bulls has been great. I mean, back in the Corky Rogers days, they were here every year, falling on a few hard times over the last couple of years. But this is not really going to be a game. I think Heritage, and I watched them last week against Cardinal Gibbons, and they just methodically beat you down. And they're so talented. I mean, they have two, three running backs besides Mark Fletcher that could hurt you. You have an offense that'll grind it out against you, make a few mistakes, and they did last week. They've got to overcome that. But that's the thing that you say. If they're making mistakes and they're still throttling people, Mike Smith's done a great job. You take over for Pat Surtain, who happened to be there last week. He came out, he and his wife came to the game last week to watch, the Cardinal Gibbons game. I think this would be a no problem game. I would think that, something like 39-14 and tune that up against the most likely Central, which is, I'll tell you what, I mean, if that's not one of the biggest games of South Florida, I mean, potentially, and it's in the state finals, and that'll be the first time in the history of this Florida state finals that a Dayton Brower team would face each other for a state title, which
is crazy.
Just another feather in the cap locally.
All right, let's go to Columbus at Tropical against, by the way, I've never heard of this high school, so I'm not going to be a fraud, Ocoee. What's the deal on Ocoee?
Not a bad team. I mean, this is a team that is out west with Apopka, Wekiva, West Orange, those type of schools like that, that they have talent, and they've done extremely well. They just haven't faced anything like this monster. I'll tell you what, Columbus is defensively, guys, doesn't really yield very many points offensively. They could score on you. Columbus has just answered every bell and played every tough team and, almost beat Central and then beat Northwestern. And, I think that Coach Dave Dunn and his team have really made this year special. And then they're on a collision course with the team that they upset 2 years ago, Apopka, who has also come alive. And remember, they went in a couple of years ago in Daytona as a huge underdog and then surprised Apopka with Henry Parrish, who's the University of Miami running back now, who scored late in the game to stun them. So, yeah, that could be the other side of the state championship in four Metro, 4M. So, yeah, there's a lot of really, really, really good games. Everything is home except Homestead. So if you're in the South Florida area, definitely pick out one of these games. I'm going to go see St. Thomas Jesuit. I saw Heritage the last couple of weeks. I've seen Central. Chaminade, is down the road from where I live, but at the same time, by the time I get there, the game may be over.
Yeah, they might be running that clock is what you're saying. That thing might be running. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
So, yeah, and obviously you're getting really good football, and this is the state semifinal, so this is it. And we were talking last night with some people, and the only thing that I don't like is that the fact that the winners of the larger school games tonight will have a week off, and I don't like that. I think it would have been better to play every one of those games here at Drive Pink Stadium, start on a Wednesday and go right through. I mean, that's just the way it should be. I mean, Why should Chaminade have to go 462 miles to play a state championship game? That's just
– It won't bother him.
That's just
– He'll be fine.
It's not going to bother him, Joe, but it's taking
Coach
the
Jones,
fans
– Yeah, I got you.
It's taking the fans in South Florida out of the mix. They certainly they wanted to see, you know, Chaminade in a state title game. But, no, you're right. It's not going to bother. They play next Thursday, and they play the first game. Whoever it's against. I mean, it could be Jacksonville University Christian, who's nice. You know, who's nice, or Clearwater Central Catholic, who's nice, but Chaminade is just not nice. I mean,
no, they're not. They're young. And by the way, we'll see you again next year. Hey, Blue, I want to ask you, Central Columbus, Chaminade, St. Thomas, and American Heritage Plantation, we've had some other really good teams drop off a little bit. Cardinal Gibbons, is out now, but is this the best high school football five or six teams you can remember ever when it comes to South Florida?
As far as dominating teams, you have three undefeated teams, Joe. And the only reason that one of them is an undefeated Heritage is because they lost to Chaminade.
Right.
So, I mean, you would have had four undefeated teams going into the, you know, into the state semifinals. I don't think that's ever happened, especially from one area like this. But to answer your question, yes. I mean, it's only going to get better. And I think that this year, you know, I mean, the last couple of years, you look at some of the California teams like Mater Dei or Bosco Prep or some of the Arizona teams or Texas teams and say, you know what, maybe we wouldn't be able to beat them. There's no question now. I mean, you look, you have three of the top five teams in the country within 8 to 10 miles of each other.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's
crazy.
Nuts. And then you add in Columbus and you add in Heritage and you could still add in Cardinal Gibbons. They've only lost a couple of times in the last few years. And I mean, you've got teams.
Got some
great teams.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All
no
right.
Doubt. And it's only getting better.
So I want to ask you before we talk about AutoNation, because I love talking about AutoNation and think the world of those guys and appreciate everything they do for high school sports here in South Florida. I want to ask you, I know the Nat Moore Award's coming up, but separate from that, if you were to vote for the best player you've seen, who would it be? This year in Dade Orbrigh. Yeah, I know I ambush a little bit because I heard that wow.
Yeah. Well, there's two guys who I think
all
that
right,
are at
that's
the
fair.
Top, and the other two, and I think Reuben Bain obviously deserves it from Miami Central. Well, Brandon Innes is a one-man show. I mean, this is a kid that does it on both sides of the ball, no matter where they need him. Premier receiver on the way to Ohio State, but at the same time could be a safety. He kicks, he punts, he kicks off. He does anything they need him, and he's more versatile. So I would say right now, Brandon Innes would be, you know, my pick. But at the same time, I mean, and you look at Nathaniel Joseph from Edison, who's going to Miami, and you look at Edwin Joseph from Chaminade, who they may not be in the that position without him, because he's another one of those guys that plays on both sides of the ball. So it's a loaded question.
But you did a nice job. You didn't go with the one. You covered them, and I love it, just like you do AutoNation when you talk about them. Blue, they've been fantastic. We've thanked them a lot here on this show because they are special, my man.
Yep, can't stop thanking them. They've just done so much, and especially for our radio show each week and right here in this segment. You know, no matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it. And you don't have to buy one from them. They are paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. Super easy to get appraisal. Just stop into one of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value that you get is valid for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive your payment right on the spot. And that, in this day and age, that's awesome. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or go to AutoNation.com. Get top dollar for your vehicle today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition, and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you certainly drives us at AutoNation. Guys, thanks so much. Looking forward to tonight. Even looking forward more to recapping everything next week with you guys.
Thanks, Blue.
Thanks,
appreciate
Blue.
You coming on, buddy, as always. Thank you.
Take care, guys. All right.
All right, Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline with a high school football report.
All right, we're going to go to break as we get into this 8 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff to get to. Miami Dolphin talk, as well as the transfer portal is filling up in Coral Gables. We'll have all that for you straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.